Birch Society criticism for John Birch Society being so right-wing that it's taking these conspiracy theories about the New World Order and fabricating them and has some kind of ulterior motives. Michael Reagan is not going to get that kind of criticism. He'll be criticized as a conservative Republican, certainly, but he's not anyone that is on the fringes. He's not a Jesuit theologian, as is Malachi Martin, who wrote Keys of This Blood, so he's not going to take that kind of criticism. But he makes, in one chapter here, a very nice presentation of the truth about the intent of the United Nations. And as we bring our study to Revelation 16 to a close, and how these three powers are leading the world to Armageddon, the dragon power, in my mind, is the most misunderstood of these different prophetic entities that we're studying. And we're not looking here at the spirit of the dragon, which is primarily identified in Revelation 16, but we want to emphasize one thing that we've tried to emphasize throughout this particular series, that there is a political aspect to the dragon power. Its type of government is socialistic, and that its designs are that by the end of this millennium to have a one world government in place, in which it intends to bring an era of peace to the world. Its intentions may be good, but it's a legitimate, verifiable truth of history that this long-term planning in order to accomplish this has went on for a few hundred years, and that the people involved at the top levels of their involvement, they have specific agenda which they are bringing to pass. And we want to close with this chapter out of A City on a Hill, written by Michael Reagan. And this is the title of the chapter: Shining City or Global Neighborhood. And then he's going to read a couple quotes from Ronald Reagan. Shining City or Global Neighborhood. Our own sovereignty is not for sale. Ronald Reagan, first inaugural address, January 20th, 1981. It was leadership here at home that gave us strong American influence abroad and the collapse of imperial communism. Great nations have responsibilities to lead, and we should always be cautious of those who would lower our profile because they might just wind up